Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks for watching us tonight. America growing angrier at the federal government. That is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. As you may know, the feds cannot stop the flow of illegal immigrant children into the USA. Situation has overwhelmed the border states, and now thousands of illegal aliens are being sent to other communities around the country. In Marietta, California, about 80 miles from the border, more than 100 illegal aliens were set to settle there yesterday. It did not happen.
As soon as the buses arrived, protesters took to the middle of the street, refusing to move out of the way.
Go back! Go back!
For about 45 minutes, police tried to control the crowd, but no one would budge.
USA! USA!
Now that confrontation got nasty. Not what America is supposed to be. But the fault lies mainly with the federal government, and the president in particular, as an editorial in the Wall Street Journal today makes very clear. Mr. Obama knew for years that the border was not secure and that human smugglers were developing an industry to bring tens of thousands of foreign nationals into the USA illegally, aided by the country of Mexico. That is a corrupt and appalling situation that Mr. Obama should have dealt with years ago. He did not. So now we have mass chaos, a humanitarian disaster, and anger that may erupt into violence. Most Americans have had enough, and a new Quinnipiac poll proves that. About 1,500 registered voters nationwide are asked if the country would be better off had Mitt Romney defeated President Obama. 45% say yes, 38% no. 33% of those polled rate Mr. Obama the worst president since World War II. Ranked second, Bush the Younger at 28%. 54% say the Obama administration is not competent. And 55% disapprove of his handling of the economy. Just 40% say the president's doing a good job there. That poll's a disaster for Mr. Obama. Right now, Americans, most of us, believe our foreign policy is in tatters, terrorism is growing, the economy's bad, and on every single major issue, the president has not shown leadership. Every one. There's not one issue where he comes positive rather than negative. And no longer can the press prop up Mr. Obama. Folks know what's going on, they don't like it. Now back to the immigration mess. Hatred is growing, and that is wrong. Americans should not despise illegal aliens, they're mostly victims. I covered the war in El Salvador and have spent time in Central America. Believe me, if you live there, you do anything to get here. But the federal government has an obligation to enforce the law and protect the borders of the country. And for decades, they have not fulfilled that obligation. The result, a growing animosity among the folks. Yesterday in Marietta, an awful display took place.
Popular Mexican singer Lupillo Rivera, the late Jenny Rivera's brother, showed up to give his support to the people on the bus.
All of us are here to work and make this country better. And if they don't want to accept it, it's because we built the United States of America. Our hands are the ones that did it. Our hands are the ones that picked our fruit.
Instantly, the crowd turned to Rivera, one man spitting in his face. Eventually, police and Border Patrol agents gave up. The buses backed out and left for this Border Patrol center in Chula Vista.
Now, that should never happen in America. And again, the incompetence of the federal government is driving that. And that's the memo. Now for top story tonight, reaction with us here in New York City, Father Gerald Murray, a Catholic priest, and I'm watching Pastor Joshua Dubois, former director of the White House Faith-Based Initiative under President Obama, and author of the book, The President's Devotional. Pastor, we'll begin with you. It's very disturbing to see the guy spitting at the singer who was sticking up for the illegal aliens. That should never happen. We're a Judeo-Christian nation. I believe most Americans are compassionate people. All the polls show that, by the way. But the federal government has now put the folks at each other's throats because they will not enforce the law and secure the border. Am I wrong?
Well, Bill, I know you're a big fan of personal responsibility, so I don't think we can go blaming the federal government for the actions that we saw.
Isn't that responsibility, though? Isn't that personal responsibility that we elect officials, we give them power, that they're supposed to enforce the law and they don't? I think I am holding them personally accountable, starting with the president.
Well, but the government doesn't cause anyone to spit in someone's face or
scream
down a group of
But they lighted the fuse.
Well, you know, I would say Congress had a big role in lighting that fuse as well. What we have now is the absence of a plan. And in the absence of a plan, we're going to have chaos.
The leader of the country can put forth a plan. The leader of the country, number one, could have come down hard on Mexico, because Mexico is absolutely at fault here. Could have put forth an immigration plan that was fair, that people could have rallied around, did not, or would not, or could not do it. It just seems to me there's a dereliction of leadership, Pastor.
Well, I would say President Obama's put forth a number of comprehensive immigration reform plans.
And House Republicans will. Give me one thing that the president has said. One thing.
Well, he's put forth a very comprehensive immigration reform.
That doesn't cut it on this program, Pastor. You don't know what he's put forth. Comprehensive is a BS word. Give me one thing that he wants to do.
Let me get specific. One thing. He wants to have folks who are here illegally register, get to the back of the line, learn English, pay a fine, and then have a path to citizenship at the same time that we secure our borders.
But that doesn't mean anything if the border isn't secure. You just said at the same time secure the borders. He's been there 5.5 years. We have an exodus. We have a disaster coming in here now. They can't secure it. So all of that just evaporates. All right, Father, let me ask you this. The guy who spit at the singer, absolutely morally wrong, correct?
Of course, we don't do that.
No justification.
No.
None. All right. Do you understand, as a confessor, that man's anger?
Well, I understand the people going into the street because their community is about to become the unwilling recipient of a bunch of people who don't belong in the country. And I say that with no disregard for those people. You know, we serve Spanish-speaking parishioners at our place all over the diocese, we do. But this mass immigration, illegal, of people coming across the border because agents are being paid to bring them across, traffickers, why should these people in this town suddenly have to provide for these people?
All right. But if you were the pastor in Murrieta, would you advise from the pulpit, would you advise those protests to stand in front of the bus?
I don't know if I'd do that. I certainly would say make known your grievances to the local government or the federal government.
So the protest is okay, it's how you protest.
How you do it, blocking roads is not a good idea.
But as a Catholic and someone who has to uphold the doctrine of helping the poor, mm-hmm. The other side says we're helping the poor by letting the people in because they're obviously in desperate situations in South and Central America.
See, I don't know how charitable it is to broadcast to South America that any child that comes in is going to be allowed to stay, and that eventually they'll be able to petition for the rest of their family to come. This is an invitation to chaos, which is what we're seeing.
Which is what we're seeing. And also, those children are in grave danger coming across Mexico.
No, charity is order and law.
Now, Pastor, you're also a Christian, all right? Now, you heard Father Murray say, listen, you know, charity cuts both ways. The people in Murrieta, California have a right to a stable community. Their government is not protecting them from this mass entrance, and their right to protest, and you say?
Yeah. With all due respect, Father, I'm going to have to side with your own Pope on this, who said we need to pray for a heart for the immigrant. I'm going to side with Deuteronomy 10:29.
Well, I think the Father's praying for the immigrants. I'm sure he is, Pastor. Go ahead.
I'm going to side with Deuteronomy 10:29, which says we need to love the stranger because we were once stranger. What we saw in that protest was not love. Now, the president can do what he can do, but we need Congress to come up with a plan.
Congress is not going to do anything.
If I could say this, they should move that protest to the office of their local congressman, Ken Calvert, who's standing in the way of an immigration plan, and he's part of the reason why
I don't have any sympathy for the do-nothing Congress. But I'll tell you what, everyone knows, and you do, and Father Murray knows, that you're not going to get any back-end treatment of illegal aliens until that border is secure, and it isn't. So you can't do anything else. And the president has the power to move the guard to the border tomorrow.
What would you do, Bill, at the border? What do you think
we should
do at the border?
With the National Guard there, pictures of that would go out on the O'Reilly Factor to every country in Central America, which counts us, and they wouldn't pay the $700 to the coyotes to bring the kids up because they know that they wouldn't get in. So that's where you start. You have to stabilize. Now, Father, I feel bad, and as I said, if I were in South and Central America or Mexico, I'd try to get here. I would. I admit it. I would try to get here. It's just human nature. So it's not the immigrant's fault. It's the government's fault.
Right. Well, number one, we have legal immigration. Get online if you'd like to come. But number two,
it's impossible for these people.
Well, for many of the people, you're right. But let's look at it this way. The United States should be fostering economic development down there to help these people.
That's not going to happen either because the governments are so corrupt it'll never get to the folks.
Well, they're probably right. We have to do more than simply say, look, there's poverty out there and it's their problem. That's not good enough either.
All right, guys. We appreciate the good debate. Next on the rundown, new poll says a substantial minority of Americans no longer proud of their country. But later, the White House press corps actually laughing at the presidential spokesman over the immigration debacle. Factors coming right back. In fact, segment tonight, we are just 2 days away from the 4th of July, celebrating American independence. But it's stated we have a divided and somewhat angry country. New Pew poll asks, do you often feel proud to be an American? 56% say yes, 44% no, or they don't say anything. Join us now from New Orleans, Fox News contributor James Carville, a Democrat, and from Washington, Kate Obenchain, a Republican. So, Kate, what do you think's behind the poll?
Well, first of all, I'm not very surprised by it. I watched your segment with Charles Krauthammer last night. I think he hit the nail on the head about how Obama's attitude since he was inaugurated, you know, the obsequious world apology tour, saying America is just as great as Greece or England, and that Michelle saying that she has never really been proud of her country until Barack Obama. So I think that has a lot to do with it. Plus this divisiveness that you just referred to in the last segment that Obama has been stoking since day one. It's this effort to pit Americans one against another, that conservatives or those who are concerned about amnesty must hate immigrants, that if you're opposed to the health care mandate, then you must hate women and want to deny them contraception. So I think all that ties into it, but you have to realize that this started decades ago with sort of the liberal takeover of the college campuses and K-12. So this is a mentality that is being deeply ingrained in our American citizens.
But in this poll, I want to point out, 20% of Americans define themselves as liberal. 44% say they're not proud of their country, so that there's a lot of conservatives in that crew. What do you think's behind it, Carville?
Well, I don't know, but it's odd that the banks blowing up the world had nothing to do with it. The disastrous Iraq war has nothing to do with this. I mean, it's pretty hilarious as people reading the history. Look, we've been a 6 year of a very, very difficult recovery. There's no doubt about that. But
do you think it's economically driven? They're not proud of the country?
I think some of it is. I can't present. But I checked the latest Pew poll. The Republican Party is horrifically more unpopular than the Democratic Party. The Democrats are leading the congressional, and Obama's significantly more popular than the Congress is.
But I think I don't know. A poll today, the Quinnipiac says he's the worst president.
World War II. I looked at the Pew poll,
Back to why Americans aren't proud of their country and staying away from the party politics, which get us nowhere. You don't really know what's driving that. You think it's something about the economy?
I think we've worked 6 years. We haven't had real income growth for most people in this country over the last 30 years.
That might be possible.
Disastrous war in Iraq and Afghanistan. That was bad.
All right.
Really bad.
Economy. I'm not sure. When you ask them a question like that, Carville, I'm not, you know, you might be right. I hadn't even thought of that. But they react emotionally to you. Are you proud of your country? It's like all emotion. It's not like, well, yeah, you know, the banking industry hosed us, so I don't like America. It's the feeling in the air, and the feeling is a very, very strong dislike of President Obama by many, many Americans. Extremely strong. I'm not saying he doesn't have his supporters. He does.
Right.
All right. But the ones who don't like him really don't like him.
Right.
All right. I
agree with you on that.
The ones that didn't like Bush really didn't like him. All right.
I think that's
what's driving the poll. Right. Now, is there any way to change this around so that next 4th of July, Kate, we'll have only 24% not proud of their country?
That's a tough one. It's a tough one with the president who's in office right now, because James is right that, you know, there has been so much internationally going on, but we have a president who has been insisting that it is America's responsibility. Somehow it is our fault. That is something that we've been teaching our kids, and the president is just confirming again and again that somehow we're this imperialistic nation that is more concerned about ourselves than others, and here we are, the greatest exporter of freedom in the world. on trying to make the world safe for democracy to grow, but you don't hear that anymore. You don't hear this president championing that. Bill, that poll said 20% of hardcore liberals. They separated the liberals into about six different segments. So really,
there's a lot of the Rand Paul set who don't want any involvement overseas either. All right,
they're not ashamed to be Americans.
I guess I'm vexed if they say it's imperialistic and too interventionist, and that the criticism is he doesn't do enough. I like the fact that he's pulled back a little bit on America's role around the world. I think that was disastrous to get in these wars. But
I just hope there's not another 9/11 in New Orleans, Carvo, because pulling back leaves us exposed in certain areas.
They'll say it's our fault if there is another 9/11. It'll be America's fault. That'll be the answer.